So this exercise has grown from a mere Morocco and United States Marine Corps exercise in 2002, I recall, to something that is now multi-domain, meaning it's air, surface, ship, and also land, and also space involvements, to joint, meaning multiple services, and multinational, almost 20 or 25 nations involved with this exercise. So this has been a foundational approach to exercise the skills across multiple domains, which, for instance, to communicate with a satellite in the field today, years ago, it was via HF communication, which is point to point as much as the high frequency radio couldn't communicate. Today, it's through satellite communications, multiple satellites stretched across multiple continents, which is indicative of the type of exercise that Africa Lion has grown into. Multiple nations stretched across four different continents that I can think of, maybe five now, and it exercises the three Ds: diplomacy, development, and contingency responses associated with the defense.
Military officials from the United States and Morocco met in January to prepare for the exercise in June. Why would this military exercise require such advanced planning for almost 6 months?
Well, there is no single nation that has the playbook on contingency operations. Certainly the knowledge base that Morocco and the professionalism that Moroccan armed forces bring, and the diplomatic forces and the educators and the logisticians on the ground add demonstrably to this operation. But no single nation can do this alone. So the United States has seen that we need expertise in Africa, and the international community has agreed with that. So we have brought African partners into helping Africa solutions, which we've seen can be relatable across the globe, from Central Asia to the Middle East. So take, for instance, in some of the operations that we're doing, air-to-air refueling. Now, to do this is certainly an Air Force operation. Big wing tankers, fighter aircraft, support aircraft, refueling. The logistics associated with that are immense, as are the technical challenges. So this planning stretches well into the execution phase and lessons learned. And soon, if you do this over and over again, it becomes rather fundamental to how you operate. We also do a thing called forcible entry operations. And in this case, it's vertical assault, meaning parachute operations. These two are very complex and require multiple nations, multiple rules of engagement, from little things like how the weapons are carried and in what condition, to who feeds the soldier in the field, and how the communication and the cryptology associated with the communication. All these things are immensely complex, and they require the expertise that starts years in advance.